Welcome to Design 30. My name is Jason Bilyeu, and in this podcast, I provide design strategies and tools to improve creativity, innovation, and overall design confidence. Welcome to a Despair Less Friday. I know it's late, as you can see on this clock behind me here, if you're watching the video. It is past midnight, but so I guess it's technically not Friday, but we're still going to call it Friday. It's Despairless Friday. This is where we try to give people something to help them despair less, something to send them off into their weekend on a good note, something to inspire you, something to think about, something interesting, maybe a way to look at the world, a way to look at creativity, innovation, design, all of these things in a little bit different light. So for that, today or tonight, I'm going to be reading a passage from the book, The Creative Act, A Way of Being by Rick Rubin. You can see it right there if you are watching the video version of the podcast. I'm not all that far into this book, but I'm already really enjoying it, really liking it. I think it's one that's really made the rounds on social media, and there's a good chance that you have already seen some quotes from it, maybe heard some interviews from Rick Rubin. I know he's done a few podcasts with Andrew Huberman, which I think are really good and something that you've probably seen or seen clips from. But yeah, there's a few things from actually just the very beginning, the very first chapter that really hit home with me, really struck a chord. And so I just wanted to jump on here tonight and just give some of my thoughts on that. As always, if you want to support this podcast, follow on X, share on X, kind of in a lot of ways going all in on the X platform. But of course, this is also available on YouTube, on Spotify, basically anywhere that you can find podcasts. So if you want to support me and support what I'm doing, just share it, like it, maybe give a review. Sharing it with other people is one of the best ways to support it. So let's get into this. First chapter, it is titled, let's see, Everyone is a Creator, which is something that I have pushed a lot from this platform, that everyone is a designer. We all do design, even if we don't realize it. We're all, using an organized approach to solve problems. We're all solving problems in some way, whether that is in your job, whether that's at home, whether it's with how you put your house together, how you build out your home office. It could be how you choose to set up your entertainment system, to build your man cave, whatever the case might be, right? Like, we're all have problems and we all have to come up with solutions. And so I think that's fundamentally what design is in a lot of ways, that there's some problem that needs to be addressed or solved. And when it's a business or when it's a product, that's usually a problem that a user has, a problem or a something that could be done better, and you see that it could be done better. And so there's the problem then becomes, how do you design, build, create that thing which improves that process, improves that product, improves that experience? So the very first chapter here is called Everyone's a Creator. I would say everyone is a designer, but as you can see, or as you will see here very quickly, I think they're very similar. So he starts off by saying, those who do not engage in the traditional arts might be wary of calling themselves artists. They might perceive creativity as something extraordinary or beyond their capabilities, a calling for the special few who are born with these gifts. And so another thing that I think I've talked about quite a bit is we often think of creativity or designers as these people who are just kind of naturally gifted with that, something that they just were born with innately. And I think there are some people who just have a knack for it and who are more innately stereotypically creative. But as I've said a lot, there's a lot of different ways that you can be creative and a lot of different ways that you can design things. So it's not just the special few, it's actually a skill. It's something you can develop, something you can get better at. He goes on to say, fortunately, this is not the case. Also agreeing with me, or maybe I'm agreeing with him, however you want to look at it. Creativity is not a rare ability. It is not difficult to access. Creativity is a fundamental aspect of being human. It's our birthright, and it's for all of us. Creativity doesn't exclusively relate to making art. We all engage in this act on a daily basis. To create is to bring something into existence that wasn't there before. I think that's such a simple way of describing it, but it's just perfect. It's to bring something into existence that wasn't there before. Simple, not easy. It could be a conversation, the solution to a problem, a note to a friend, the rearrangement of furniture in a room, a new route home to avoid a traffic jam. What you make doesn't have to be witnessed, recorded, sold, or encased in glass for it to be a work of art. Through the ordinary state of being, we are already creators in the most profound way, creating our experience of reality and composing the world we perceive. So I think that's kind of, it's a way of probably saying in a much better words and much more concise way of what I want to convey on this podcast and what I want to convey with Design 30 in the work that I'm doing here is that everyone can be a designer, a creator. Everyone can bring forth into existence things that didn't exist before. And this isn't constrained to the more stereotypical arts. It's not constrained to maybe what we think of graphic design or UX design, although it's obviously very much includes those. But we are designing in the everyday decisions that we make. We are designing in the everyday things that we create, like he was saying in the book, notes, conversations, right? You can have kind of a designer's mindset when you go into a conversation of just kind of how you want that conversation to flow, how you want to engage with that person. And it takes a lot of the same skills that design takes, right? You need to be empathetic. You need to be able to listen. You need to be able to understand. And then you need to genuinely respond to what you've heard and what you understand from that person. Otherwise, that product's either not going to be very good or that conversation's not going to go that well because you're not actually listening. So a lot of these design skills in quotes, actually connect and are related to a lot of the other things we do in our life. And I think we can use even a lot of the things I talk about in this podcast. You don't have to find them useful only if you're an engineer. They're not only useful to a software designer, UX, UI, these very stereotypical career paths where we think, oh, well, that person's creative. Maybe someone who makes movies, a photographer, someone who does videography. Like, oh, those people are creative. Those are the people who really need to learn these different design principles and these different methods for creativity. It's like, no, actually, everyone can learn these things and probably be able to apply them in some way, shape, or form to improve their life and to improve the life of others around them, potentially to improve a business, which is, you know, one of the main goals of this. I hope that you can take these ideas and thoughts and improve either where you work, improve yourself as a worker, a designer, an engineer, or just improve your own personal life. So yeah, I think that is kind of the takeaway for this Despair Less Friday is, like I said last week, what you make matters. And we all have the ability to create and make new things. We all have the ability to bring something into existence that didn't exist before. So that's the thought for this weekend. I hope you all have a good weekend, whether that's restful or productive, either way. I hope that it sets you up for success for the next coming week. And with that, I'm going to leave it there. As always, remember, design more, to spare less, and thank you so much for watching.